Blog Talk Radio.
My co-host, the one and only Joy Nuggs.
Hey, away, it's the one, the only Joey Nuggs. We're back from a wonderful wrestling weekend, James. I'm so happy and elated to be here on a Tuesday night edition. I can't wait to speak to Mike Levy. It's going to be a stellar show. I got a feeling this is going to be one of those classics they talk about in Blog Talk Radio history.
All right, we are looking forward to speaking to him indeed. He will be on in a few minutes. And we are coming off WrestleCade weekend. However, I was shut out of WrestleCade because tickets were sold out. However, WrestleCade was sold out, but a big, big turnout
for
WrestleCade.
Good for WrestleCade. That's phenomenal.
Phenomenal, and we will go over the results for WrestleCade. Night one was the Showcase of Champions on Friday night. We will go over the results. Match number one, the Heat Seekers defeated the team of Buco Diaw and Matt Lancey to retain the AML Wrestling Tag Team Championship. For the Wildcat Heavyweight Championship, Shane Taylor defeated Zane Dawson to retain the Wildcat Heavyweight title. For the AIWF Heavyweight Championship, Damian Wayne defended against Lodi, and Damian Wayne came out on top. The Reality of Wrestling Championship was on the line as the Mysterious Cube defended the title against Ryan Davidson, and the Mysterious Cube came out victorious in a match with the Global Force Wrestling Next Generation Championship on the line. PJ Black defended against Sanjay Dutt. However, Sanjay Dutt came out on top as he defeated PJ Black, and he became the new Global Force Wrestling Next Generation Next Generation Champion. So your new champion there is Sanjay Dutt. The Lone Star Heavyweight title was on the line as John Saxon put his title on the line against Wajay Singh and Houston Carson. John Saxon retains. The American Wolves put the TNA Tag Team Championship on the line against the Lockhart Brothers, and the American Wolves came out on top. The AML Heavyweight Champion, Caprice Coleman, put his title on the line in a three-way contest against Greek God Papadon and Ethan Carter III. And it was not to be for Caprice Coleman as he lost his title, AML Championship, to Greek God Papadon. So Greek God Papadon became the new AML champion. So we will go to results for night two. Yeah, I was in Newton, North Carolina while WrestleKid was going on. That was a different story. We'll go over those results in just a little bit. WrestleKid Night 2 results coming up. Yeah, I really missed out on WrestleKid. That was a bummer that I missed out on that event.
Hey, you said you were locked out. I hope they weren't letting you come in. They were afraid that maybe you were going to broadcast live or something. Well, good for them. They were sold out. I mean, how many, give or take, if you had to guess, how many seats do you think was in the building? Big building?
They did. I didn't get an estimated total. Actually, I'm having a problem with the computer right now.
Okay.
You
had to take a guess. I mean, what's the venue that it was in?
It was at the Benton Convention Center.
Oh, so it was a convention center.
That's
so
where
it's a good-sized venue.
Yeah, it's a good-sized venue. That's where the PWX X16 tournament was held.
Nice. Okay, so it's a good-sized venue.
Many more people showed up on WrestleKid.
Well, it's good. That show definitely showed growth. I mean, if they had to sold out the building, so next year they might have to try to find a bigger building.
Yeah, next year. Next year is said to be the last WrestleKid ever.
Oh.
Next year.
Wow. Well, why?
Next year will be the last WrestleKid.
It's becoming very popular. Why would you not do them? It doesn't make sense.
That's a very good question.
Or they're telling you that it's the last WrestleKid just so you buy tickets to make sure that you don't miss the last one, and then they bring it back one more time and another time. It's like Terry Funk's 100th anniversary retirement match. Man, it's had 100 retirement matches. Come on. I mean, if you're retired, you're retired.
And it's like the Mid-Atlantic Fan Fest. I mean, how many final Mid-Atlantic Fan Fest are you going to have? I mean, this is like the second year in a row they say this is going to be the final Fan Fest.
A Fan Fest is something different. As long as you have as far as a Fan Fest go, as long as you have some wrestlers that fans want to come out and see, I don't see nothing wrong with having them every year. I mean, that's something you don't do every other weekend. You know, a Fan Fest is like a once-a-year kind of deal, which is all right. I think you could draw off a crowd once a year on a Fan Fest. If you did it like every 3 months, people wouldn't come to them. They would lose their lackluster, you know. But I don't know. They're running. Hopefully, they're not going to run out of wrestlers to actually be able to put a Fan Fest on with. But who knows?
Who knows? I'm waiting for WrestleKid results to load up. While that's going on, I'll go ahead and give you the Legacy Pro Wrestling results from Newton, North Carolina this past Saturday night. I will go over the matches with you. Tracer X took on Rob Killjoy. He won the match with his 450 splash.
Nice.
Sir Jonathan Buffet took on Tyler Gaines. Sir Jonathan Buffet, the Englishman, was victorious in that one. Anthony Henry took on TNA's Robbie E. Anthony Henry came out victorious. Smith Garrett took on Ace Armstrong. Smith Garrett won the match. The tag team of J.R. Reynolds and Will Huckabee teamed up to take on Adam James and Osgard. And the team of Adam James and Osgard was victorious in that match. And in the main event, a big three-way contest. Ethan Case took on Joe Black and James Drake. And the winner in that contest, in that outstanding three-way contest, was Joe Black. And that is Legacy Pro Wrestling from this past Saturday and the big show from Ziggy's this past Sunday was PWX Wrestling. I'll go over the results with you there. In a five-man juniors division fray match, a five-man fray, it was Mason Maddox, Lance Loon, Smith Garrett, Rob Killjoy, and Darius Lockhart all in the five-man fray. The winner of that five-man fray was Lance Lude. The next match, Chip Day took on Gunner in a very physical contest. The winner coming out on top was Gunner. And in another intense physical contest, Joe Black took on Anthony Henry. The winner, as a result of a tap out, was Anthony Henry. In big six-man action, the team of Caleb Conley, Zane Riley, and Jake Manning, the team of the Revolt, took on the LWO, the team of Los Bendejos, and Lince Dorado, and your winner in the six-man contest, the Revolt. In a three-way tag team contest for the PWX Tag Team Championship, Country Jack, the team of Corey Hollis and Adam Page, defended against the Bravado Brothers and the American Wolves. And the winners of this contest, and still the PWX Tag Team Champions, are Country Jack. And in the big main event for the PWX Heavyweight Championship, John Skyler defended against Ethan Case. And the winner of the match, as a result of disqualification after a long and grueling match, was John Skyler. Okay, we have standby right now. I believe it's Mike Levy. Let's say hi to him now. Mike Levy, welcome to Carolina Wrestling Live Radio.
Hello, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Just got done watching The Flash.
All right. You have a big event coming up at the Tremont Music Hall this Saturday night. You got Milestone Wrestling. Tell us about that. Tell us about your big match coming up this Saturday night at the Tremont Music Hall.
Okay. Well, this will be like the Milestone second show in Charlotte, and it's but this is gonna be like the last show at Tremont because Tremont's closing this month, and we have a whole bunch of different styles of matches and different just stuff for everybody. Like we have like hardcore. We have like Eric Adams and Big Country, and the card. My match is I am teaming with Belt Creedmoor versus Colt 45 and Terry Houston, and that's going to be like light tube cinder block hardcore match. So that's going to be the hardcore, I guess, of the evening. And I think plus we have like Insane Lane and Rusty Rodriguez in a Christmas Chaos match. That's where they have the like Christmas presents, you wrap them up, and I think like Tatino's the guy who runs it's run that. Like some of them are going to be like actual presents. I think some of them are going to be like weapons. Then we also have that's the hardcore stuff, and we also have like Eric Adams versus the Perfect Punk, Christian Taylor. We have Hojo Devlin who wrestles up like in LinkedIn a lot against a Big Country. We have a lot of stuff. We have like Blood Money from. They're like from the coast, and they're facing Justice League and Tennessee Pride, which is Matt Raby and Tristan. They're from Tennessee, so we have like a lot of stuff going on this show. Like it's going to be a really good rounded out show.
So it's not just hardcore. I mean, there's going to be a lot.
No,
of
not this one. The last one we do is just hardcore. This one's going to have two out of the eight matches, but like. Blood Money don't do hardcore, I don't think, and so like Eric Adams don't. So no, that's not like this one's gonna be like more of a show. Like the last one we did was a hardcore show. This one's gonna have like the main event's gonna be hardcore, but not the whole show. A lot of this we're gonna keep like. This one we're getting like since it is like the last show at Tremont, we're getting a lot of people who. Have wrestled at Tremont before, like some of the people from XWW and stuff like that, or, you know, wherever they've wrestled and, like, having them, you know, because it is the last show. Like, we've had, like, a lot of people actually on the show. We've had to, like, turn down some people because we just can't have a show to last 5 hours.
All right, let's go a little bit deeper into your match, the match that you're involved in. It involves what kind of weapons is involved?
Oh, it's like It's like center blocks and light tubes. That's the official gimmick, but it always just goes because Terry's in it. Terry's already asked for other stuff, so I don't know. It's just we'll see what all's there at the day, I guess. Because Terry gets excited and Colt and everybody gets excited, so we'll see what all happens. But it's gonna be like a hard hitting. Bloody, it's going to be like a death match, like kind of like we did the last time at Tremont. Because it's actually kind of a prelude because we're having a show like, I think in April we're doing, which I think we're supposed to be doing like the VFW in Charlotte or something because Tremont's get closed down. We're doing like a tag team hardcore death match tournament, and this is kind of like a prelude to it, I guess you could say.
So fans can expect blood in this match. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, definitely. In the main event, there's no way there's not going to be.
All right. You had a trip to Tennessee recently. I talked
yeah,
to you a
same
little
four.
Bit about that on Facebook.
Yeah, it was.
Tell us about your Tennessee trip. And what happened over there?
It went pretty good. Like we went like, and you know how wrestling is. You just never know where you're going to end up. So we ended up being in like we ended up getting a hotel, and it was like at an Amish place. They were like horse and buggies going down the street where we got the hotel. Then it's like 20 minutes down the road. Then we go to some like dirt road behind a chicken house, and then. It was, like, literally behind the chicken house. For a second, I thought I was going to be in the chicken house. Then we go behind there, and we wrestled. I mean, they had some guys there. They had Spider Boudreaux and John Wayne Murdoch and Reed Bentley. But me, Terry Belton, and Cole all went. I wrestled two matches. I wrestled this guy, like, Silo I think his name was something green, like Skylo Green was his name, who I've never even heard of. But he was good. I had a fun time wrestling him. Then, like, the way mine was, because they had, like, I had to wrestle in that immediately had to wrestle Belton, because it was like I was kind of an alternate. They got in the last one, so they had us two wrestle, and the winner got to face Belton. So I lost to Belton, who's the guy I'll be teamed with this time. But, I mean, it was all right. I think I went through, like, a flaming table with gusset plates on it. I got my pinky messed up. Like, I got a chunk tore out my pinky from the gusset plates. But I think Terry and Bell went second round, and I don't remember who Terry wrestled first round, but they went second round. They lost to Murdoch, I think, and then Colt wrestled Reed Bentley and lost to Reed. But we all had a good time. Like, it was a nice little road trip. Like,
now,
everybody
was cool. Now, what kind of environment was the show? What kind of environment involved the show? I mean, Was this an outdoor show?
Yeah, it was an outdoor show. It was like behind, like I said, it was behind a chicken house in a big field. Like, it was weird. I don't know what to say, but like, the fans were cool. Like, one of the guys that live in South Carolina goes to Tremont shows. Corey, I think his name was. He actually went all the way down there and saw the show. So that was weird because like one of our actual fans from around here was there. Then I guess it was his birthday, so they did a birthday thing for him. Then so it was a good atmosphere. Like the locker room was really cool. Like everybody in the locker room was super super friendly and nice, which doesn't happen all the time in wrestling. So I mean that was cool. Like it was fun. It was like, I mean the crowd wasn't that big, but like I don't because it was in like a weird field behind in the middle of like nowhere. Like it was. I guess I never heard of the town before, so. But
how big was the town?
How big was the town? The town was little. Like the actual town in was like a little town. A lot of the stuff they do, like at like this one, I think was actually ran. I don't know. I know Spider booked it, but I don't remember the guy who actually ran. I don't remember his name. But Spider was kind of the guy that handled everything. But, like, where Deep South, IWA Deep South runs and stuff like that, they're like, they're just always in like the middle of nowhere, these weird little locations in the South, like some Alabama and Tennessee. But yeah, I think it was close to Alabama, but not really in Alabama. I think it was like, but a lot of the wrestlers were from Alabama that were there. So it was, yeah, but it was like, I don't know, it's wrestling. You know how wrestling goes. You go to a building and it's the middle, you never know what's going to happen. But it was fun, though. So we all had a good time, though.
Oh, about how many people was in the crowd?
Probably like 25. It was a lot, man. It was like 25 people, and it was. There were probably many of the staff and wrestlers that was fans in it. I think they, it was in the middle of nowhere. But I think they're gonna release this DVD, so that's kind of what they're aiming on anyway. You know, to make the money for it is the DVD sales. Pretty sure.
Okay, so this Friday night is the last wrestling show at the Tremont Music Hall. What are some of your favorite memories at the Tremont Music Hall?
That's hard to say. Like I wrestled for Fireball. Like I never even wrestled XWW, but I did some stuff for Fireball. Like I had. I mean, even though it's saying, like, super big or crazy, I wrestled, you know, Super Law last show. And I had a great, like, great match with him. They put us in, like, a crucifixion match or something. But we made it, like, a comedy match, try to make it less offensive as possible because neither of us are, like, you know, really, are like that. So, but we did a little fun match, and he was super fun to wrestle. I did one with Trey Chaos, and they had me like on one of the Fireball shows I made event in. Then the deathmatch tournament we had was good. Like the crowd was awesome on that one. Like it was one of the best. Like wow, it probably the biggest crowd rest, but I mean it was a good sized crowd. But the being into it aspect was really great. Like the crowd was totally into everything and. They made the show so much better just by crowd participation, I guess you say. So it was super good. Like probably some of the remember what I'm thinking of probably that I can think of. Like I remember like I went to one. Like the first one I ever knew was there was like XWW. It was Justice League versus Country and Craig Huffman. They had a really good match. But I wasn't even wrestling there, but I went to and I had fun on that one. I had fun being in the crowd, I guess. So that's some of my memories there. Plus, like, I went to some shows there. I went to, like, a Treyu there, like, 2007. So that was one of the first, I guess, rock concerts I've been to. So just different stuff like that, I guess.
Okay, what is your favorite show at the Tremont? Would you say it would be the Deathmatch Tournament?
Yeah. From top to bottom, yeah. That I've been to, I'd say. Because we've wanted to do something like that forever. Me and Tino has, and Beltwin came in and I guess got it done. Because honestly, we wanted to run Tremont forever, like, we've been want to, and it just kind of all happened. So, I mean, that was, like, a really big thing. And it's real sad that the building's kind of shutting down now because, like, we were, like, it looked like we had, like, a home and, you know, something really running, but then it shut down. So now we have to kind of – I guess we're going to be going back to Hickory for at least next few months. So, I mean, after this show – I don't exactly know the dates, but the team state's going up next week trying to get, like, 6 months worth, like, once a month in Hickory, which is where we've generally been running. I mean, that's kind of what's going on with us now. There's a show at Tremont, then we're doing a bunch of shows at Hickory, then we're trying to go back to Charlotte for the Tag Team Deathmatch show, which I think would be, like, the VFW in Charlotte. But that would be, like, outside show, though. So, I mean, that's why I know what's going on with the company right now.
So Milestone mainly runs in Hickory, but the biggest
we mainly run in Hickory. Yeah, oh yeah. Like, but yeah, we may do. We were going to try to start running in Charlotte, but the building got shut down, so now we're just kind of go back to Hickory, I guess, for a while, unless we can find a good place in Charlotte.
So Milestone runs about once a month?
Yeah, we generally run once a month.
Okay, cool. Okay, Mike, when did you decided that hardcore wrestling would be your specialty? At what period in your career that you decided that you wanted to take the hardcore route?
Basically, I was a gigantic ECW guy, so I always kind of knew that was what I wanted to do, I guess. It was never, they didn't let me do it for the first year and a half I was wrestling, but it was always what I wanted to do. It was just what I was a big fan of, I guess, as a teenager.
So have you been hardcore your whole career or most of your career?
Well, the first, I started wrestling in a place like LinkedIn and MWF. They wouldn't let me do anything like that. So, I mean, I wrestled there for like the first year, a little bit over a year. So, I guess first year I didn't do any of it because they just wouldn't let me. A lot of places still won't really let you do it. Like, really, the only place I really get to do it is, like, an occasional Tennessee show or Milestone. Other than that, if I've ever done other shows, I don't really get to. But it's always been what I like to do. But honestly, I would say most of the matches I do ain't hardcore matches. It's just kind of what I think there's this thing, like, if you do hardcore matches, you just kind of get labeled as it sometimes. But, I mean, it is what I actually enjoy doing the most, though. So basically, most of my career, I have at least dabbled in it a little bit.
All right, who would you say your favorite opponent is? The most fun opponent for you to wrestle?
Right now, maybe like Colt 45 wrestles with us. I have tons of fun wrestling him. I like wrestling. another one that I had fun wrestling with a lot, who I haven't had to wrestle a long time, like Tomix Extreme, who wrestles in SWA. I always did really good with him. I seem to prefer to do better wrestling guys who are smaller, or at least kind of like smaller and quicker, because then I guess it forces me to kind of pick up pace or whatever. But we'll still do like a little bit of, a little bit edgy, crazy stuff. So I really like Thomas and Colt would be probably my favorite guys I've wrestled, I'd say, around this area. I wrestled Big Country. It was fun, but we only had one match, so I'd have to. Recently, Super Law was real fun to wrestle. So I don't know. I don't really have a favorite, though, I guess you could say. But, I mean, there's some people I like wrestling.
All right, what would you say is your favorite moment in your career, the most achieving moment so far in your career?
I don't know. Like, I can't answer that. I really don't know. I have no idea. Like, that was tough. Like,
a tough one.
Like a personal thing, I don't really know. It'd be tough. Like, I know getting the deathmatch show off was a big thing, but that wasn't necessarily due to like a match or anything I had. But that's tough to say. Oh, I could give you. Okay. I give you one that was, and it wasn't big or nothing, but one that was me is like a. As I did, it was like a weird, it was this weird outside show in 2006, and I wrestled Nitro. That's who it was. I wrestled this guy, Dick Nitro, and I guess it was his brother, Adam, who's like, he's okay. But we did this match, and my arm, like, I did a dive, like, because the wrestling match were in, my arm swole up, and it had a, and it looked like it was broken, but it really wasn't. And, like, and I guess I had to, and I wrestled the other match, and my arm just kept blowing up. It looked like I had a grapefruit on it or something. And I was doing, like, and I still did everything I was supposed to. And, like, I got, like, a standing ovation, which was, like, I guess the first time I ever had a standing ovation. So that was, like, that was one of the times where I could say that, like, it felt the best, I guess. And that was, like,
Was that the only time you had a standing ovation?
This was a year into my career. I mean, I've had, like, since then, but that was probably the first time I ever had one, you know? So, I mean, like, and it was just a, I don't know, it was just one of those things. And I think it was, like, the first time I was ever, like, a main, well, not the first time I was ever main event, but kind of, like, one of the first times I ever, like, was in a main event type of thing. It was a, I don't know, it was just, a, it was, like, a, I guess it was, like, I just kind of felt it that day for, like, the first time, really, you know. Even though my arm was messed up, it was like it just, I had that adrenaline or something. It was more of a feeling. Like, it probably, like, I mean, in retrospect, I don't even know if it was really that good of a match or nothing. It was just like, I don't know, it was just a feeling, you know. Well, which, I mean, what wrestling's about a lot. It's just getting a, it's about the when the crowd feels what you're doing or, you know. So, I mean, that was probably, I mean, right now, I mean, I think that one might have been, like, one of my favorites. But, I mean, I don't know if it, I mean, there's a few different ones. But, I mean, that one stands out.
All right. What would you say is, well, this is the obvious question. What is the worst moment in your career?
Oh, the Mid-South thing. I mean, that's absolute, like, it was, I just caught so much flack for it. Like, if I just wish I would have never went, honestly. Because it was like, I didn't get nothing out of it. And, like, I still get shit occasionally. It's like, after that, it's like, I could swear I could go out there and be Ricky Steamboat, people shit on me just because they want to. Like, and I'm not Ricky, but I'm just saying that's the vibe I get. Like, the people who have made up their mind are just going to hate me forever, no matter what. and I really didn't do nothing, you know. I was just showed up. I just showed up to watch the show. And you know how wrestlers are told to bring your stuff. And I mean, I didn't have all my stuff. I just had some of it. And they asked me to go on the show. Then they just kind of, I was told we was doing something, that you got in the match and changed it, and they just shit on me. Like, so, I mean, that's definitely the worst one. Like, and it's not even the beating. Like, I didn't care about the beating. Like, it's it was just the shittiness of everybody on it, you know? The nature of it, you know? But, I mean, that's definitely the worst, I mean, without a doubt.
I looked, and I happened to look at that clip, too, on YouTube. It's just amazing how much disrespect that they showed you at that event.
Yeah. That was, I mean, that's the one, but, you know, it ain't stopped me, you know, I still wrestle. Like, I think, like, probably half the people in that ain't even wrestling no more, so, that were on that show ain't wrestling no more, and I'm still wrestling, like, 8 years later, you know, so, it didn't, you know, I think a lot of other people would have probably been done after that. Because, I mean, I don't think I was laying there maybe 2 years. And, like, one of them was just wrestling in, like, you know, the place that trained me. Then other than that, I mean, I was probably 1 year into actually wrestling, like, in indies or something. But, I mean, it ain't never stopped me from going out there and still having fun doing it, you know.
Hey, Nugs, are you still with us, brother?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
Yes, I'm definitely still here.
Okay, join us. Okay, you got some questions you want to ask Mike Libby?
Yes, Mike. How are you tonight this evening, sir?
I'm doing good.
Good, good, good. I got to ask you, just a couple questions. One, if you had a dream match, someone that you could wrestle, who would it be?
Is this like in their prime or like now?
Let's do dead or alive. I mean, you could do top five if you'd like.
Oh, like in their prime, Sabu? Probably it'd probably be all ECW guys. Like, one guy, like Sabu and Raven, one guy that I would like to wrestle who's not like, like Homicide.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think Homicide's fantastic. Like, I would love to wrestle Homicide. Mikey Whipwreck would be one of them. I mean, I'd say, like, Sabu's probably the number one, though. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, in his prime would be, like, would be great. Like, that's some of the people I could think of at the top of my mind that I would really have liked to. So
if you could hit a reset button and go back in time, what era in wrestling would you go back to and why?
ECW, like, 96 to probably, like, 2000, so that period, like, you know. But I still watch that stuff. Like, I have W Network. I was watching it, like, yesterday, 98 stuff. That'd be it. That was my favorite era, I mean, of, like, a company. Other than that, it was, like, 1989. NWA would be the second, which would be like Flair. It was Flair, Steamboat Funk, Sting, all of that era. So, but them are like my two that I kind of go back to.
If you could change something in pro wrestling, what would you change?
I like about everything, like, wrestling-wise, which makes me a little, you know, I still complain, but, I mean, I watch about anything. Even if it's terrible, I still like it. At least find something in it I like. Only thing I can say is, like, I'd want it not to be a monopoly so much. I would like to see, which, I mean, I there's no way you could do this, but I would like to see, like, multiple wrestling shows on television. Like, I would like Ring of Honor got a real deal, you know, like, something solid. Even, like, CCW would have something, then, like, I like New Japan. I would just like there to be more mainstream wrestling than just one brand, you know? Almost like, I guess in a way, almost like the territories, you know, where there was, like, all these different stuff and you go back and forth. That'd be it. Or, like, to see, like, more, like, Lucha Underground's really good. That's, like, my favorite wrestling company right now is Lucha Underground. Just to have... For more shit to be mainstream, that basically be what I'd really want. Just more people to get into different stuff and have more of a choice on a mainstream level.
Nice, nice. Any road stories or backstage ribs you'd like to share with our listeners?
I don't really do ribs. I guess I don't really do ribs. And, like, I probably don't have, like, road stories stuff I really want to tell, because I don't really want to, like, make people look, you know, do anything bad, you know. Like, I have stuff, other people did this, you know, whatever, but I, like, it kind of, so I guess not, because I don't really want to, and I don't really deal with anything. Like, I'm a straight edge kid or something, so I don't drink or smoke weed or get high, so I don't have those stories, but I see other people who do it, and, you know, and I probably get a laugh out of it, but I ain't going to tell on them.
Gotcha. So who were your favorite wrestlers when you were growing up?
Growing up? When I was super little, it was Sting. Like, probably top. Then it became Raven. Probably about 97, it was Raven. Then it was RVD. And then it was Punk. So, I mean, it's changed. And right, well, Punk was more grown up, but... right now, I don't really know. Right now, it's probably Shinji Nakamura.
Okay. In your opinion, what's the best way to promote pro wrestling?
I don't know, man. It depends. I mean, there's a variety of stuff. So, like, you got to promote, like, if it's an adult show, you promote whatever. So I don't really know the best way to promote pro wrestling because it's kind of, it's so varied. Like, people who like it, it's like, you can't, like, if you do a rock concert, you can pretty much, the venue will kind of promote it, you know? But, like, wrestling, you got to basically just, you basically just got to go out and put flyers out everywhere, like, and put out banners and you know, try to do the internet thing. But, you know, I mean, like, the flyers and the – because, like, me and Zatino go out and flyer for every show we do. We go out and we put out, like, fucking – we used to put out hundreds of flyers, but now there's not many places to put them out. So, but we go out and we just put anywhere we could, just put flyers out, put banners out. I mean – As a physically ass promoting, that's, I mean, kind of what you got to do. I mean, on like a national level, man, I don't know. I wish. Yeah.
It's something else out here. I'll tell you, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us tonight. It's been great having you on. We're pushing our hearts to try to get people to listen to the show. So do us a big favor. Tell everybody that they can call in and ask questions. They can just call in random and promote the shows that they're on. The fans can call in. I'm trying my hardest to try to get people to listen to the show. It's one of the hardest things we have, even as pro wrestlers. I mean, I'm a pro wrestling manager, is to try to get people to step out of their own comfort zone to try to help somebody else to get promoted in this world.
Oh, yeah.
We're giving away free publicity here, and people still, you still got to pull teeth to get people to call in the radio show.
Yeah, I know the way some of that, like, wrestling's very, like, I say, I worked the haunt with my buddy Tatino 1 year, and they go out and they're like putting banners at other haunts. And this amazed me, like, that people would actually do that. Because, you know, wrestling, they're like, you know, they're trying to, like, always fight each other other than work together. I mean, that's just the way I've met. But when you go to, like, when they do the haunts, they all work together. They, like, they all help each other out. Mm-hmm. And, like, if wrestling did that, I think they'd be, it'd be off better. You know, everybody would do better, you know?
Right.
But they don't. Like, I mean, I know what you're talking about on that. Like, we've had bunch of people try to trash our stuff and stuff like that, you know, before, and, you know, but yeah, this is all, I understand what you're saying.
It's a rough one out here. Well, I tell you, we appreciate you calling in. Is there anything you want to tell to the fans out here listening? I don't know how many people are listening, but hopefully we get a lot of replays on this, and they can download for free on iTunes now, so hopefully people start downloading the shows, put it in their iTunes and their iPlayers.
I just say, man, if you're available, you come to Friday, come to the show Friday at Tremont. Yeah, I don't think you'll be disappointed. I think you'll have a good time, be a good atmosphere, good people. Independent wrestling is like the best entertainment you can find, and just go to shows, have fun, basically.
I think it's phenomenal that you guys are doing the last show at Tremont Music Hall. I did a couple of shows with XWW. I did a couple with PWX. That venue is a great venue, and I've listened to, I can't tell you how many different bands that I've gone in the Charlotte area and Tremont to hear. It's a great venue. It breaks my heart to hear that another good venue is shutting down in the Carolinas. I mean, I heard that the Ziggy's up in Winston-Salem's getting ready to shut down.
I heard that
as
too,
well.
Yeah, February.
I mean, it's hard. I mean, it's not even to support indie wrestling. These indie bands, people need a place to be able to showcase their craft, to hone their skills. I mean, and the places keep getting shut down. So if you're sitting at home and you said to yourself, should I go to the indie independent wrestling event? Yeah, you should, because, you know, who knows, they might not be there next month because you didn't show up.
So. Yeah, I mean, I actually go to a lot of shows. I go to shows, like I've been to PWX a bunch. I mean, I don't go as much as I want, but I mean, I go to shows I'm not booked on. Like, I know a lot of wrestlers won't do that, but I do. Like, I don't know. I support
the
product.
You have the give and take. Some wrestlers don't want to be the guy that's just hanging out with his bag, wait to try to get a booking, where other people are hungry to jump on any card they can get on. I mean, it's got your pros and cons when it comes to that.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's a good show, I'll go to it.
Even the fans, it's hard to get the fans to come out half the time.
Yeah, it is.
Tremont, that place is a great venue. I hope you guys get a huge crowd. It's Friday night, right?
Yeah.
I might even try to come down and catch that show on a Friday night. I'll do it.
Yeah, there'll probably be a bunch of people you remember.
Sit in the front row and get my Los Angeles Lakers and act like I'm one of the celebrities waving at the fans.
Yeah, man. Well, hope to see you if you can get up there.
All right.
Be a good show.
Great talking to you. Anything else you got for him, James?
Michael, why don't you tell the fans when your next several appearances are?
Right now, that's like the only one I got, I think. I got a whole bunch, like, basically I got that. Then Dottino is going to book shit like, you know, the 6 months of Hickory, but I ain't got them booked yet. And, well, one of the main places I was wrestling with, other than Milestone, was Fireball. And Tremont got closed, so he ain't running shows. So, it was like, these are my main two places I was wrestling. So, I'm like, So, right now, I'm kind of, I'll figure it out when it comes, basically.
Well, we appreciate you taking your time with us. And tell everyone to please call the show. And please come back another time, Mike. It's been wonderful to have you on the show. You're a great guy to talk to, Dad.
No problem, man. Talk to you later.
Yep. Take care, Mike.
All right, Mike. Take care. All right, Mike Lavey, stopping by to talk with us.
That was a good interview. He's a very informative guy. I enjoyed that. I hate to hear the Tremont shutting down after all these years. That's horrible, but all good things eventually come to an end, I suppose.
And Tremont is one of them. Tremont and Ziggy's both.
Yeah, both of them are closing down.
Well,
there you go. So we're back on tomorrow night. We got Big Country and Terry Houston, correct?
Terry Houston.
Yep,
that's correct.
That'll be phenomenal. That's my old buddy. I used to manage old Big Country. Remember him having old talk. He needs to get a new manager or someone new. Never mind. Don't pay attention to what I'm just saying.
All right, Nugs, are you ready to wrap this Tuesday night edition up?
Yeah, play that dance music. Where did you get that wonderful dance music from that we play at the beginning at the end? That is the greatest music.
That's real man's music, isn't it?
That's a manly song. We need to come up with some words for that song. That's what we need to do. You people are out there listening, you want to come up with some words for our theme music, come up with them. We might give you a free T-shirt. I don't know. Beautiful bean footage.
T-shirts for our show? Can you imagine that?
We need to get some T-shirts for the show. We need to get a budget. We need to get some listeners first. Working on it. Can't put the carriage in front of the
working
horse.
Working on it.
The horse in front of the carriage. We're working on it. Thank you, anybody who might be listening.
All right. Well, we will be back here tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Terry Houston, Big Country on the show. So we will
play that
see
wonderful
you
dance
tomorrow.
Music. Play the dance music.
Here we go.
Thank you.